Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Pinocchio again! Although we're going like 80 years into the future to watch the 2022 Disney remake Pinocchio. Yes. I did not know what order I wanted to watch these in, but I figured for the sake of comparing and contrasting... it's Jiminy Cricket because the song... Is that actually Joseph Gordon-Levitt singing? We just watched 500 Days of Summer, and I was like, I get sketchy when actors sing in some roles, but not every role. Yeah, I would not have any idea that's Joseph Gordon-Levitt if Wikipedia didn't tell me. Okay, so... Is that going to come into play at all? Like, will future Jiminy have to help current Jiminy, maybe? Okay, so I'm expecting Disney to fix a lot of things from the original film, because that's what they do with these live-action remakes. Well, quote-unquote live-action. It's not real live-action. This is still animated. Jiminy Cricket in front of us is animated. It's like when they made the new Lion King and Jon Favreau was like, oh, it's live-action, it's live... No, it's not. It's animated. Hush. Hush, Jon! So he just decided to come into this house? Ornaments. Ah, see, in the first film, he just shows up here for no inexplicable reason. Or for no explicable reason. Now he's like, oh, see, they're fixing things. So considering I thought the first film, which I had no attachment to, like, I had no childhood nostalgia for it, the first film was very eh. So I don't know. I might actually prefer this version. You never know. It would be a first. I mean, it's not like I absolutely hate every live-action Disney remake. The Beauty and the Beast one was fine. I mean, it had Luke Evans in it. So, I mean, it was flawless for the parts that he was in it. Luke Evans as Gaston is like one of the best casting choices ever. It looks like Fievel. Oh my god, it's Tom Hanks. We lost Betty White. All we have left, as far as old actors go, is Tom Hanks. Old, wholesome actors. Oh, he's on fire. Also, Figaro looks animated. See, Tom Hanks can't sing. That's why he's kind of like talk singing. And why you'd never hear him sing. He never belted out a musical number in Saving Private Ryan. At least they understand that, and they're like, you know what, Tom, just do your thing. It's not like Mamma Mia, where they get Pierce Brosnan to sing horrendously. I love Pierce Brosnan, but good God, he cannot sing at all. Poor guy. It's Figaro! Where's Cleo? Was Cleo too sexual assaulty? So they were like, you know what, let's just ignore Cleo. Okay, are we gonna get some Geppetto backstory so it's not nearly as creepy that he's obsessed with this boy toy? Literally. He is singing about a son. See, I was right. He's singing about a son who died or something. I'm telling you, see? I called it. I've seen enough Disney live-action remakes to know how their formula works. Okay, well, I've seen a lot of live-action Disney remakes, and I've also seen a lot of other people critique them and mention this thing, so... See? I told you! There's a son. That's why he's obsessed with Pinocchio, because he's missing his child. It's not nearly as creepy as the original film, where he was just a creepy old man trying to build a boy. He was a clock workshop, but he was also a build-a-boy workshop. No. Oh, God. See, Pinocchio looks fine as a puppet right now, but watch. Watch. He looks super creepy. Jiminy Cricket looks okay. Oh. I apologize. Is he gonna, like, get... Is he gonna look up some Clock Girl upskirt in this one? He did that in the original. Look how adorable Figaro is.
Figaro.
Look, he's legitimately trying to make him look like his son as well. Oh my God, there's another person!
Signora Rizzi.
There's actual people in this world. Oh my God, it's not just Geppetto and a bunch of villains. And children from afar. That sounds like a person doing an over-exaggerated Italian accent. The long story. You would think if he would show up here, like, out of nowhere. Oh, there's Cleo. If he took the time and effort to come out here at this time of night, he would be a lot more insistent than he was. Okay, well, now we've got to find out why he's obsessed with clocks. Oh, they were for his son. His wife, rather. Okay, so that means he also was married. So he's not a creepy man like he was in the original. He was married, because if it was just his son he was pining after, it would be like, oh, well, he maybe adopted him, or maybe it was just a boy he was pining after, but he was a family man at some point. Figaro!
Pinocchio.
Are they going to explain what Pinocchio means in this one? Because they didn't in the first one.
Pinocchio.
Look, they explain it in this one. What did I tell ya? Oh my God, I'm so good at watching these remakes. In the first film, they didn't even mention that. They were just like, what do you think of Pinocchio? Oh, look. Figaro has an attitude in this one as well. Although it's not nearly... Figaro's not nearly as expressive. Oh, look, they did this shot for shot. Well, not shot for shot, but it's the same thing. Oh, he's getting beat up. Oh my God. I call it a brawl. Ah! Oh my God. Oh, Cleo's got flirty eyes in this one too. That's problematic. Okay, well, he's just casually torturing his pets in this one, too. Poor Fikaru. Get away! Get away! Look, we're also only 10 minutes in. At this point in the original, we were like, the first scene of that film took like half an hour. It's like a third of the movie. Oh, there's Woody. Donald Duck. Oh my god. Oh my god, all of the Disney references. That's fun. They couldn't have had Roger Rabbit in the original one. We should watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'm pretty sure I have that on my list somewhere. Yeah, you better run, Figaro. He's gonna torture you again. Also, Jiminy's just kind of a creeper still. Why would you have your fishbowl in the middle of the room? In a workshop? Like, you're gonna be moving stuff around. You're gonna knock it off. Yeah, you wish fish were, like, affectionate. Fish don't even realize they're fish. I do like this voyeur, Jiminy shot. It is missing a lot of the charm of, like, Figaro, like... This is, whenever they make these live action remakes, quote unquote, they always try to make them more realistic. And I kind of hate that. Because in the original Pinocchio, remember, like, Figaro was like in bed and, oh, we got to open the window. And Figaro got to see he's opening the window, so we don't have that scene at all. But like, Figaro was a lot more expressive and did more and had more of a personality. But they can't do that because cats aren't like Figaro from the original, so Figaro has to just be a cat. One of the biggest criticisms I saw about this version is that it lacked the heart of the first film, but there was no heart of the first film. When Pinocchio was dead, When Pinocchio was a dead hunk of wood, because wood can do that apparently, that was like a minute of like heart in the first film. I think Geppetto was a lot more human and like relatable in this one. Like in the first one, Geppetto was just a dude, a creepy dude. Of course, it is Tom Hanks. He just acts his ass off. He doesn't even have to try anymore. Do tell. You would think I was cuckoo and or drunk. Geppetto is also a weirdo who makes very bad jokes and says them out loud. That's why it's good that he has pets, so he's not just... and alone talking to himself. He actually has pets he's talking to and being awkward with. Wonderful. Okay, Tom. Tom Hanks is old. He probably, like, he wasn't even acting there. He probably legitimately fell asleep that quickly. I feel bad. I don't like making fun of Tom Hanks. He's a wonderful human being. Him and all of his typewriters. That's still such a weird place to put your fish tank. It's almost like he's expecting there to be like a VR camera there, 360. 360 degree Cleo view of Geppetto's workshop. Oh, look, they're playing up the whole, blue fairy. Okay, so are they imbuing Pinocchio with, like, the spirit of the sun? So there's no blue fairy. What was the problem with that in the first movie? Anytime they make a change, you have to wonder, why did Disney find this problematic? So Pinocchio is not his own person now. He's Geppetto's son. Like, literally? Whoa! Oh, now is the blue fairy going to show up? Here we go. I don't understand. So Pinocchio is... Wait, so she didn't know he was fake? So she just imbued magic onto... Wait, what? Okay, you've already did this joke once. Come on. Oh. There was a point to it, I guess. Yes, we already did that. Geppetto explained it. We don't need to explain it a second time. Yeah, there are. No, and he's also old. Oh, yikes. That was on the nose. See, they're also hamming up the fact that this is unbelievable. Like, it's like Disney's always trying to ride the line, oh, we're trying to be realistic, but this weird shit keeps happening. So, oh, we'll just joke about it. Explain the ordeal. Conscience. Okay, so Pinocchio is his own person who has to make his own decisions. So what was the point of the laser light transferring energy from the boy picture to Pinocchio? What was the point of that whole thing? It's not like they were transferring his son to Pinocchio's body. Okay, so they are addressing the fact that in the first film, Jiminy Cricket was like, oh, sure, I'll be his conscience, whatever. He had no reason to be his conscience in the first film, but he did it anyway, just because. Okay, I'm glad we're watching this immediately after the last one. Okay, so there's a lot already in the script that, like, Disney was going through when they were like, there's a lot of fixing and tweaking. Look at Pinocchio, he's adorable. He's also creepy looking at CGI, but wait, there's more. Okay, isn't the moral of the story supposed to come at the end? Okay, well, at least she can sing. That's more than Tom Hanks can say. Poor guy. She was like, good boys make their fathers proud. And I'm like, I don't know, Tom Hanks, he's a wonderful man. Like, if his children are just themselves, he's probably proud of them, like, regardless. See, she's got to sing this in the movie because they don't have opening credits anymore in 2022. Belt it! Yeah! Oh my god. Oh my god. Has he been to war? See, he's a machinist. Why doesn't Pinocchio just talk? He did this in the first movie. He just sits there for forever and a day. Just say something, Pinocchio. Yeah, Geppetto's Geppetto was kind of creepy in the first film. In this one, he's kind of just a weird man, like, flirting with dementia. Bro, maybe you should sell some of those cuckoo clocks. There's Dumbo. Good oh, look! Oh! How did that one make the cut? How did spanking your child make the cut? Oh my god. I would have thought Disney would immediately have been like, no, we can't do that. Oh, well, I guess the police officer was like putting a stop to it, so I don't know. See, the pacing is a lot better in this film. We're not having to spend like 20 minutes of the opening act like having glamour shots of the Disney animators showing off their cuckoo clock drawings. I mean, you'd think he would be happy that he's just walking and talking. Like, if he's that desperate, like, why would he care if he's real or not? I mean, he's sentient. Then again, he is like, it's very clear that this version of Geppetto is, like I said, he seems to be a little bit closer to dementia than the original Geppetto was. I wonder if that was intentional. I wonder if they're gonna play it out that like none of this happened really. Oh, Tom. Okay, Tom Hanks isn't a terrible singer, but... Oh, look! They're actually spending more than, like, an hour together before school. Look at this! Oh, that was from the original film. But they didn't smoke out Cleo. That's so cool. We're seeing them like, look, and he has a bed in his little chest of drawers. That's so cool. Oh, look, he's doing the exact same thing from the original. I was like, are they not going to show any of the children? That's kind of weird. ¿Cómo está? See, they did the iconic thing. Now we just got to wait for all the Russians and the German... stereotyping. Dude, let him go! Like, he was with the class a second ago, and now he's like, of course he's gonna get lost now. Geppetto has had a lot of strokes at 5. Okay, I think Sophia's from the book. But did not make the cut in the original film. Of course, Geppetto would have... Wait, so Sophia can talk? I mean, you're in a clockwork shop. You can find it quickly. Whee! Hooah! Whoa! Okay, so how come these two animals could talk, but Figaro and Cleo can't? Okay, good. He'll have to develop some moral, like, fiber on his own. Whoa! Okay, here we go, these two. Oh my god, that cat. Oh my goodness. Gideon. This is so weird. Like, it's okay when they're just there, but when you put them in front of live-action children, it's just weird. Look, it doesn't look right. See, it's like, there's like, you know, tonal dissonance. There's like, this is like visual dissonance. Cause like the boy, the children are doing normal things. Is this really a scene? Why is Pinocchio rummaging around poop? What? Wait, hang on. What? Wait, is this a scene? Why? Why was that a thing? Pinocchio just stops to examine poop. He could have examined anything on planet Earth, but no, it was a pile of poop. Okay, so like, this is like visual dissonance. Like, these are animated characters doing animated things. It's like Who Framed Roger Rabbit? But there was like some kids, well, I guess that was also outrageous. That also had visual dissonance to it. I wonder if that's why they put Roger Rabbit in one of the cuckoo clocks. Famous! Keegan-Michael Key is usually very, like, hit or miss for me, but I'm digging his role in this film. He seems like he's an, like, he needs, he has a better, depending on who his director is, his acting is better. Oh, get it? 2020 terms. Okay, it's like the editing is trying to be as frenetic as the same energy that Honest John has, but it's just the same shots back and forth. They're not getting in like any creative with the shots. Get it? Okay, I kind of love that joke. Even though Chris Logg would have been an excellent porno name for Pinocchio. An actor's life for me. I'm kind of surprised they used, like, the old-timey fashion, the old usage of gay instead of, in, like, 2022. That's such a weird scene. Anytime animation, like, gets coupled with realness. Like, the whole movie of Who Framed Roger Rabbit was, like, surreal just in itself. And they complimented one another. This is more like whenever they combine animated and live action. In this film, it feels like they're like invading their space. Okay, hold on, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You dropped out of school so you could act. Just saying. Let's not have the kettle calling the pot black here. But influencers, YouTube, TikTok. Yes, appealing to authority figures. Good job. Aw, my poor fox boy. Who needs to deduce right and wrong when you can have people just tell you arbitrarily what's right and wrong? Okay, I'm just now noticing the facial work on Pinocchio. Like, he actually does look like he's made out of pine. That's really cool. Do they? Not crickets. A lot of people catch crickets. Hi, diddle lady! The actor's left for me! This is so weird. It's like we're watching two different movies fused together. I guess school is free because he wasn't like, did you pay tuition? Only he didn't realize that he's on the Texans. And he recovered the fumble, but everything else went wrong. I wasn't watching what Gideon was... Oh, yeah, Gideon is trying to pickpocket him. Where's Gideon creeping? TikToks! Okay, Pinocchio's rationale for going... Pinocchio getting from... A to B, in this instance, in the first film, was fine. Like, we spent a lot more time getting from A to B in this film than we needed to. I mean, I guess in the first movie, it made Jiminy Cricket seem incompetent, and like, it made him seem like emotionally, like, detached, because he was just like, oh, you don't want to listen to me? Fine, I'm gonna throw a tantrum. I guess doing it this way, they can make Jiminy Cricket seem a lot more invested in being his conscience than he was in the first one. Was that supposed to be hilarious? No! That was funny. Oh my god, I forgot that Luke Evans was in this. Oh my god. Okay, I'm even more excited now. Oh, look, he's taking the animals with him this time so that we don't have to wonder, did he go back or what happened? Oh, here we go. What's the puppet show going to look like? Oh, my God. Menagement! King Kong? Oh. I don't have my silly strings, my silly strings. You're sweet. I'm not sweet, I'm Pinocchio. Did they not rehearse this? Oh. Nah, I get it. It gets better every day. It gets more British every day. He looks like the guy who plays Cousin Eddie. Just with a lot of crazy hair and facial hair. Cousin Eddie from the Vacation films, by the way. Nutcrackers! Okay, here we go. How racially insensitive or how ethnically insensitive are we going to get? Polka! Oh boy. Going straight to Poland. Look, they're doing the thing. That was literally like a 1 in a million shot, and Pinocchio somehow got it right in the knot hole. Okay, how heavy is that other puppet? That puppet had to be very heavy to do what it just did. Polka! I got no strings to hold me down. Something, something. That's all I know. Is it just me, or like, should the song be awful and not rhyme? Because frickin' Stromboli wrote it. So it should be bad, right? Like, they should be like half rhymes, because Stromboli doesn't know what a rhyme is. Ah, here we go! The can-can! Oh my god! Look, she can't do ballet, but her puppet can. Get it? Are they giving Pinocchio, of all characters, a love interest? Yeah! Oh, they even did the butt thing. Oh my god, time to improvise! I like how the puppeteers were all just grinning while they were moving 1,000 beats a minute. They're like, oh, nothing's wrong here. Are they used to this? He's gonna swell up! Okay, I like the improv. Well, the fake improv. He was like, oh my god, the show's over, let me finish it. Ain't no strings on me! I hold the Mario. The Mario. I got Luigi on my team. Oh yeah, oh, you gotta scrounge. The money wasn't going anywhere. Okay, the subtitle still won't tell us what he's saying in Italian. Oh, well, they're making it more creepy. Is Fabiana his love interest? Oh, is Fabiana gonna break him out of prison so that the Blue Fairy doesn't have to make an appearance? And also give an original song to? The original Pinocchio didn't have the feel good. Like, power song, power ballad. What? I can't see behind the subtitles. What the hell is going on? What? This reminds me, excuse me, this reminds me of like when they do like sequels. Like, remember the animated sequels to like The Lion King and stuff, and they added like music and extra songs that were not good? Are they giving Pinocchio a love interest? I have to know this. Are they giving Pinocchio a love interest that's a puppet? Is that puppet becoming real at the end of this movie? I need to know. You know what? I guess the Blue Fury has to show up here because this is where we get the nose thing. Bizarria! Is that bizarre person? Bizarre thing? Jiminy has been canned, literally. Well, he's been jarred. What? At least they seem to keep the villains villainous. Well, Cleo's just fine with this. Figaro's like, fuck this shit. He doesn't even know you exist! What the? He's even an accidental jerk to his cat. Figaro doesn't deserve you, Geppetto. Is the seagull gonna show up and get him out of here? Sophia? I had to look over to Wikipedia. Oh, so it is Fabiana that releases him. So where do we get the nose thing? It's the most iconic moment in, like, all of animated film history, so they've got to have it somewhere. Is this like a 2020, like you need permission to like help somebody just in case they don't want help? I mean, I guess that's not terrible advice, but at the same time, like if someone's in a dire situation, like help first, ask questions later, right? Aufgelöst. Wait, is she saying it, or is the... Wait, what? I didn't see her lips move.
Circumstances.
Oh, she is. Okay. She's very good at ventriloquy. Is he just accidentally gonna lie and figure out the nose thing? Revolution! That'll show him. Communism. We're also like more than halfway through the film. We've got a long way to go, do we not? Why is the ceiling open? Why is it not raining in here? Like a workers' revolt. We don't want any unions. No union stuff, except in the introductory material when you start working. When you start working here, then you get all the material about why unions are bad. Dude, you're a cricket. Oh my god. Holy plot contrivance, Batman. What are the odds? I mean, very good, because it is a film with a script, but still. Holy plot! Oh my god. The plot contrivance is hurting my brain. Not only did the carriage have to go right down that specific street, it had to roll over a freaking pebble that not only launched it into the jar, but had enough force to knock it loose. What in the actual hell? He seemed happy about that. Stop only locking me in this cage! They don't make them like they used to. Whoa! I get it. So when the fairy made him a deputy conscience, did she imbue him with some knowledge of this? Because he seemed like he was in the know. Wait, hold on. So the moral of this scene is that lying can be good? Don't lie, but lying can also be beneficial to get you out of cages. Hang on, wait. I'm very confused by the message. Lying can help you. I mean, that is true. Like, not 100% of lies are malicious and bad. Okay, shut up and get him out of the cage. You don't have forever. Okay, I'm very confused by this entire scene. Because it seemed like the moral of it was that lying can help you. That we'll never see again? What is with this shot? Oh my god! What is this? It's like we're on a GoPro! Oh my god! I'm assuming this is not going to be nominated for Best Cinematography. Okay, I kind of love the idea that the coachman isn't trading for boys. He's just going through town and kidnapping them. He's like hunting them down. I kind of love that. So it was not nearly as nefarious as I thought it was. That's kind of sad. Sweet Patootie, bless my soul! A pleasure island in rock and roll! Okay, so I kind of like, in screenplay terminology, you need to be efficient with your script. And they just trimmed a whole lot of fat by doing this. They got rid of the scene with the coachman and Honest John and all of that. They got rid of Pinocchio going back home and realizing Geppetto's no longer there. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't even... That was later on. That was after they escaped Pleasure Island when he did that in the first film. Never mind. But they trimmed a lot of fat. Horse butt. Wait, are those donkeys or horses? That was like a Les Miserables shot, the Tom Hooper version. Oh, look, they've got girls now. I didn't realize that until now. Does Luke Evans sing? Okay, if Luke Evans had to sing a song, which this isn't, I don't find it a good song at all, but if Luke Evans was going to sing a song, why not sing it at Pleasure Island so it's a lot more interesting than this? Belt it. Oh. Oh, they are donkeys, good. They're reusing the children. Like, this isn't visually, it's just dark. I love Luke Evans. Oh, wait, no, that's not what I'm supposed to say. Yes. Tell him, Chris Pine. Okay, I kind of like that shot. I am a golden god. I'm on drugs! Yeah, I'm Pinocchio! That's an almost famous reference, by the way. Who would have thought Jiminy would be the action hero in this film? Yeah! Thank you, Luke Evans! I love you! Okay, Pleasure Island looks a lot better in this one. Oh, wait! Are there gonna be any indigenous, statues smoking pipes? Okay, that was some bad, that's some horrible CGI. I'm sorry. Did you see the kid's drink when he was drinking out of the beer bottle cup? It was awful. Man, Disney's really gonna have to up its game. Okay, I do like how they're giving Pinocchio agency in this film. In the first movie, Pinocchio was just always constantly going with the flow, essentially. But in this film, you can actually see it on his face that he is like he's thinking and considering about things. You know? Like in that shot a second ago, he was like worried and was like, "I don't think this is right." So I do like how he has more agency in this film. That's nice. Food fight! Gluttony! Oh, theft. I guess that would be greed. A D-grade school. No! Oh, that's a travesty. What is he using the brick on? Wait, there's nothing bad about that. Kids do that every. Oh! Oh, yeah! What happened to the brick that he had? Oh, lamp wick. Oh, get it? That's also a film from 2000, 2001. Oh, see, Pinocchio has a lot more personality in this movie. Oh, here's the brick. No. Suck that time. Excuse me. I still have that cold. Thank you for listening to me, Disney. I like how there's absolutely zero reason to have an adult here, except that they wanted to give Luke Evans more screen and singing time. I love it. I love Luke Evans. If he wanted to play Pinocchio the whole movie, I would have been fine. Oh! So they fixed this. He's gonna go out to sea to try to get to Pleasure Island. Okay, so like for films for the Disney Renaissance, Disney animated films that are already like so tight and perfect, like there's so little reason to make live action remakes because there's nothing to correct. But if you go back to like Pinocchio, the original one, where there's so much not perfect about it, there's a good reason for this, you know? It all goes back to what movies do you remake? You should be remaking not good movies and improving them, not making great movies again. What the hell? Is this in reference to the black creature things that were coming out of the room in the original or the building? Epcray. Maybe you just suck, Lampwick. Yeah, you tell him, Lampwick. Whoa! Uh-oh. Okay, this is definitely a reference to the creatures from the original film. Like the shadow. I think I said that they look like Heartless. They gotta sell them for money. And apparently try to break even from constructing Pleasure Island over and over again. Those are expensive donkeys. Oh, he was referring to hell, but he said H-E, and I was like, H-E-B? Can Luke Evans just play every character? He does look like Gavroche from Les Mis. Hello, how do you do? My name's... Yeehaw! Uh-oh. Uh-huh. Okay, so they kind of tied this in to the whole nose thing. Because Jiminy said that thing about it's not what happens to the outside or something like that. It's about the inside. So was that tying into this? I'm a blade! I know I'm 29 years old, but this doesn't feel nearly as traumatic as the original film. Even though it's pretty similar. Look, he's still tearing shit up. Whoa! Oh, look, them! It's a wooden tail! Which also makes sense. Because why would a wooden puppet have a real tail? Why? He's not a full donkey yet. Why do you want him? Okay, so I'm guessing Pinocchio didn't do anything wrong, though. The only thing he did relatively not good was come to Pleasure Island. So that alone turns you into a donkey? I thought you would have to, like, imbibe. Like, he didn't smoke, he didn't drink, he didn't gamble. Maybe that's why he only, like, half-transformed? Why?! A wooden doggy? Just make one! I guess a wooden donkey wouldn't ever get tired, so I guess that would make sense. Whales don't do that, by the way. Okay, this is the second time we've had a transition like that. That is so, like, so vast. It's, like, uncomfortably quick. With all of his clocks? So what, he was expecting to go out to sea and die? Why would he take his clocks with him if he was expecting to come back? Oh. I mean, I'm not, like, scurrying to find tissues to, like, wipe away my weeping tears. But, like, this film does have a lot more emotion going for it than the original did. Mine, mine, mine. Why didn't you ask her already? You were just with her. I thought she came here with them, but now it seems incidental. Is that not Stromboli and it's what's her name? The girl? Oh no, that's definitely Stromboli. What's he doing? Taking his life? I have no more employees! They revolted! I have nothing to live for now! Oh, they revolted. Merci, Annette. Why? What did he do? He kidnapped a puppet? Did he not learn anything about puppet shows? Okay, so that is his love interest, right? Is the blue fairy gonna turn the puppet girl into a real girl? Oh, look at that! That's new. Wait, so did the blue fairy put the donkey ears on? Oh, it's not a romance. They're just friends. Okay. Maybe. Kiss him? Dad, these two people wish you the best. Who? Oh, thank God. We don't have to do the underwater breathing thing. Get it? Because he can't breathe? I told you. See, this is how you solve Jiminy Cricket in the original. Oh. Wait, I don't understand. She's still carrying him, is she not? If anything, this is more weight for her because there's water resistance. This is how you solve Jiminy Cricket breathing underwater in the original film. At least we don't have to see Jiminy nearly getting physically assaulted by a fish, so that's good. I'm gonna get to Pleasure Island! This is me on my way to steal your Luke Evans. I should turn that into a GIF. B.O.B. on my way to steal your Luke Evans. Luke Evans, who might be the next James Bond. I could not be more excited if that's the case. Oh my god, Wikipedia is really hurting for money because they're asking for money. It takes up half the page. I always donate whenever they ask, by the way. I love Wikipedia. Meow! No, she can't! She's underneath the boat line! He's gonna swell up! He's basically Plank. Get it? I did an Almost Famous reference. Ha ha! I knew it. Is this necessary? No? Oh wait, yeah, it was one day. Before he left for school, he lived with Geppetto for more than a day. I know that we'll be safe and sound. Whoa! There's Monstro. Oh my god. Wait, whoa, why does Monstro have tentacles? Why is Monstro not a whale? Now I'm very confused. On Wikipedia, it says Monstro the Sea Monster also appears, but Monstro wasn't a sea monster! Oh, that's why they said he sleeps on the top of the water. I guess that way they can explain why his mouth isn't perpetually full of water and it's half empty now. Because that made zero sense in the first film. See, there are some things that they fix and it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then there are other things that, like, it just, like, it like, is in the forefront of your mind. You're like, oh, I, I'm not sure why he's glowing because I was looking at Wikipedia, but I'm assuming they explained it. There's a lot of dark sets in this film. Sets, quote unquote. Is this more like the Kingdom Hearts thing? Since Kingdom Hearts did this between this and the original? No, it is not. Oh, get it? Sneezing? Ironically. How does he know? Wait, how does he know that this is going to make him sneeze? They really didn't explain it in the original film. I kind of inferred. You know what? Even in the original, at the beginning of the film, when he puts the fire on Pinocchio's finger out, he puts the water and then Cleo coughs, I think, or sneezes. How did they know to do this? How did they know this would cause him to sneeze? Whoa! That looked like a Disney ride there. Battle faster! No! Poor Figaro. Whoa! Here we go. He's like surfing. Okay, so that relieves all the tension. Poor Figaro. I hope he paid a lot for that boat. Oh, well, never mind. That guy who wanted to buy his clocks, he gave him like $20. Oh, so is Geppetto going to be the one who nearly dies? That makes a lot more sense. That's even what I recollected in the first film. Is Monstro gonna chase him? Oh, there's the hole. Yeah, he's gonna chase him. Why does he have tentacles? What is with Disney and tentacles? I've seen this in Rogue One. Whee! Enjoy this, Pinocchio, because you won't be able to do this as a real boy. Whoa! I didn't know we were getting a kaiju movie either. Yeah, Monster still has CTE. Looks like an NFL linebacker. Multiple hits to the head. Oh, thank goodness. Disney remembered. Oh, yeah, Pinocchio's made of wood. He doesn't need to breathe. Thank goodness they changed this. Because it made zero sense in the original one. Oh, poor Figaro. Cleo's fine. She don't care. Is it a funeral? They're not gonna kill him off. Come on. Oh, did you notice once his nose started growing, he has like a hole, like a ring around his nose for it to go in and out? That's kind of weird. He didn't have that at the beginning of the movie, I don't believe. Because if it had, I would have pointed it out as being weird. Look, he's becoming a real boy! That's the blue fairy. I'm the green fairy. The hills are alive with the sound of music. Oh, that's the second, only the second time we've seen Cleo in this movie. No, do not. No. Now I'm gonna start crying. Don't you dare show me a freaking soiled cat who's sad on screen. Cleo just attacked his underside. Even Germany Cricket. No, his dementia's, Grandpa's dementia's kicking in again. Aww. It's kind of like a parental, like, transgender child thing going on. That's kind of cool. I'm only just now realizing this. Everyone else probably realized it, like, within the first 20 minutes. Bye, Dad. Oh, there he goes. There goes my puppet. Nope. Hey, it's the blue fairy. Like by Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, molti tejono, ceo. I was gonna try my Italiano. Pinocchio. How about the chicken Alfredo? Give me the chicken Parmigiano. So yeah, that was actually a pretty great film. I very much enjoyed it. Like I said it earlier in the film, but like it's folly. In my opinion, it's folly to go through the Disney Renaissance films like Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. It's folly to go through and remake those because those are already great films. Like, what can you do to them other than make them not as good? But like the original Pinocchio had a lot of issues with it. And I mean, it was the 1940s. They were more concerned with like, oh, look what we can do with animation. It's wonderful that no one's ever done this before. They weren't all that concerned with like storytelling and emotions and stuff like that back then. People just wanted to go to a movie and see pretty colors, essentially. That's highly reductive, by the way. But yeah, you go through and you find your Disney films like Pinocchio that have a lot of stuff that it has a lot of room for improvement. You remake those, and they turn out to be really pretty great. So yeah, I enjoyed. I liked Keegan-Michael Key's performance. Most of the acting was great. Cynthia Erivo, the Blue Fairy's voice, was spectacular. The Sophia, not Sophia, the puppet girl, what's her name? Fabiana and Sabina. That was kind of padding. They didn't really do anything with it. I mean, I guess it was incidental to some things. We got two original songs out of it. Or maybe it was just one. Luke Evans sang the other two. Or the other one. Apparently this went back to 1985 when Jim Henson, the Muppets guy, yeah, approached Walt Disney with an idea, Walt Disney Pictures. With the idea of a live-action version of Pinocchio, but Disney turned down the project. So Steve Barron, who wanted to direct it, he went on to make The Adventures of Pinocchio. He just made his own. Oh my god, that was the creepy ass one. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't. That one's scary. I don't know if I want to watch that one. Sam Mendes, the director of Skyfall. Yeah, there was a lot of like shuffling around as far as directing goes. Helming. I'm tired. I didn't get to sleep until like 11 o'clock last night. Visually dazzling but soulless. The largely inert Pinocchio reaffirms that you should always let your conscience be your guide, away from unnecessary remakes. Was this unnecessary? I thought this was a necessary remake. But I mean, like I said, I have zero nostalgia for the original film. I could care less. As somebody who watched it not at all as a child, I watched it like once as a child. It traumatized me, and I never watched it again. As somebody watching it, probably as objective as I could, the original was this puppet will not tug at your heartstrings. Okay, well, I agree, but it did better job than the first film. While the original story remains undeniably excellent, Are they talking about the original story from the book or the film? Because the original book, the original film from 1940 was most certainly not undeniably excellent. Despite the pedigree, this film never does enough to justify its own existence, failing to improve on the tremendous 1940 animation in any meaningful way. Other than give characters motivation and correct things? There may be no strings on this Pinocchio, but there isn't much of a heart in him either. There was more of a heart than in the original. This is what I should do. I should go through and read all the critic reviews on Wikipedia and rebut them. Or agree with them. I don't know. Here's some positives. Or at least more positive. Effective visual moments and an impactful turn from Tom Hanks, but never quite justifies its existence. I mean, I thought it did. And I say that as somebody who's pretty much thought every live action remake Disney's done so far has been not good. The performances, whether live action or voice, are universally excellent. Yeah, I can agree with that. The animation is now so hyper-advanced, the landscape of the movie so eerily both this and that, it is easy to get confused about where reality stops and ones and zeros take over. I will agree with that. I pointed that out once or twice. While not as grand as the original, this remake hasn't... How was the... I don't know how the first one was grand. The first one was, in my opinion... I don't know. If you thought the first Pinocchio was, like, spectacular, I mean, more power to you. I don't agree. While not as grand as the original, this remake has enough muster and heart to stand on its own two wooden legs. I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm not going through and rebutting all of the reception reviews just because, like, oh, I hate you guys. I mean, I enjoyed it. People cannot enjoy it. I know a lot of people didn't really care for it. I enjoyed it. That being said, I don't know if I would ever watch this a second time. I don't know if I would ever have a repeat viewing of this. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked it. I enjoyed, other than the parts that they changed things, and I was like, oh, yeah. The stuff that had, like, meaningful changes. Like, the ending. The first movie is perfect. Okay, well, why is Pinocchio a wooden doll, like, suffocating to death? How is he drowning? He's made of wood! But yeah. Like, little things like that. But yeah, I mean, it was on Disney Plus. I mean, I got it with my subscription. I mean, it's not like I spent money on this. Well, I mean, I do. I spent a subscription to Disney Plus. But I mean, it's not like I went to a movie theater. Hi, Diddle Dee Dee! An actor's life for me! Yes, all the new songs. But yeah, soundtrack available. I don't know if I'll go into the soundtrack, but thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time. We still have a very horrendous looking animated Pinocchio to watch. I think Fusionfall is going to watch that with us, actually. And then at some point in December, we've got the Guillermo del Toro cut. And maybe at some point, we'll watch that creepy-ass one that Steve Barron directed. I've seen it before. It looked grotesque. To put it kindly. I don't know, but this is the year of Pinocchio because it's only these three Pinocchio films this year. So, I don't know. Thank you guys for watching. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.